Black River Matheson, after reaching a tentative deal with the township last week, striking Matheson workers have voted to reject the agreement. On May 10, CUPE Local 1490 released an announcement with the news of its decision to reject the town's offer. "We are continuing to stand up for our principles and our values to achieve an agreement that's fair," Serge Bouchard, president of CUPE Local 1490, said in the release. "We will be seeking to return to the table and resume negotiations with the employer." On May 4, workers, who have been off the job for nearly 7 months, had reached a tentative deal with the township. The bargaining team for the township was led by SAU Chris Ray and clerk Cassandra Child. The CUPE 1490 bargaining team bringing back the agreement to its membership includes Bouchard, Tom Pullen and Brendan Nugent. Last month, the two sides also appeared to be close to a deal, but the bargaining broke down over the return-to-work protocol and the workers wanting stipulations that there would be no reprisals for what happened during the strike once back on the job. The ongoing labor dispute started in October 2023 when the township locked out 14 CUPE members. The members went on strike when the township ended the lockout in January. Bouchard said he hopes an agreement can be reached as soon as possible. "This is our home, and we want to be able to get back to work for the people of Black River Matheson," he said in the release. Timmins Today tried to obtain more information from the union. Minutes after the news release was sent out, no one was made available.